No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, in here today with my boy Lil Got It.
Yes, man. Got B9 here with me too, special guest with me, B9.
Right. Man. So how you feeling?
Good.
You got a lot to say about all the girls in the game right now, but I don't know if you're going to keep talking that shit on camera.
What you sound crazy here? Like, I like females that can't help. Like, you should, like, I be feeling like what Kodak come from. Like, bro, you can't get mad because Buddy, like, if he come at your girl, like, he ain't even like he come to, like, he just give her a prop. So, like, female, like, nobody own these females. Nobody own these females. You don't own any female, man.
If we are talking about it off camera, we could talk about what girls are fly, and it don't matter who they're dating. But then as soon as we say it on camera, it's like, oh, boy.
But
like,
here you saying about my girl. Man, I don't know what I'm doing out there with no nigga, man. But we push. We ain't even. But she fine. She beautiful.
Right. But so, do you also just don't want to hype her up? Because why would you be clouding her up, right?
I don't even look at hyping nobody up, though. I'm just, like, speaking high. I'm a real nigga. I'm a nigga. So I'm a man at the end of the day. Right. I like females.
Right. So I mean, we all
girl
do.
Fine, I'm saying she fine. They're but like that, in school, when you was in school, you don't give a fuck about no girl have no boyfriend, nothing. Man, but a shot at fine.
Right. You know? But we don't talk about that enough as dudes these days, you know?
That's not a crime until a female they fine. Even if they got a nigga, that's not.
We're supposed to be so politically correct that we're not supposed to acknowledge that chicks are hot.
I mean, fuck though. I'm going to let her know. Shot, you fine. I still be sliding you folk girl DM, man. I'm letting you folk know, bro. You fine here.
Right.
Even though my shit don't get looked at, hey, man, I'm letting you know.
You don't unsend? You don't unsend the DM?
Nah, I go that route.
You gotta go that route.
I'm a sinner. I know you seen it now. Now I'm gonna send it.
But how does that work? Because I don't assume that they see it.
I'm on her radar. So at the end of the day, when she do leave Buddy alone, I'm on her radar. Yeah, no, I'm on her radar. I'm telling you, I'm on her radar. I don't have plenty of situations like that.
That's some sneaky shit, though.
If one of them want to see, and they get through their nigga, and they want to come back around nigga way.
You're just reminding her that you exist?
I mean, I'm a real nigga.
Would you follow a bad bitch and just leave an emoji comment on every single picture?
Nah, not every single. I go come up. You want me to leave? I go come up. He gonna let me know I'm burnt out. Yeah, right. He gonna say it, but you burnt out.
That's not good, coming on the hoe's picture.
Nah, I ain't gonna do
that. That's not good?
But it ain't good, but so, it like some
DM
shit.
DM the hoe, man.
I'm saying some shit that made you want to come in though, twin?
Nah, I got a specialty. You know, I send the hoe the eyes. Right. I send the eyes at you, and I know that you buying. You seen it?
I try to do that. Nah, you want me to leave Keenan? You do that, but get what? I don't try to do that. The host said, "What you looking at?" The host said, "What you looking at?" Man, what you looking at?
Once you catch the whole attention, you know she buying. She fucking.
Now you want me to
send them eyes? She going.
Girl, what I do? I don't. Then how I do that shit? I'll follow her and don't DM it. 2-3 minutes later, he for following back. Boom. Now I'm going up pitch. Then he for check this. See how I'm coming. Then he forgot to get liking that shit. Like ho be really waiting for a nigga following that shit. Some ho just straight following your DM. They ain't really tripping. They are following your shit. Like, man, they'll put them hard eye, shit like that.
Must be nice being a rapper.
Man, fuck being a rapper, man. Hey, man, I'm on these hoes.
There's a lot on my head, boy.
It's a billion hoes out here.
Too many.
You just rapping to get hoes or what?
For a nigga to be going out bad by the hoe or goddamn just dying by hoes, like, but it's 2 minutes a bit. God put enough on the earth where you can goddamn figure out your problems through all of them.
But nobody wants to hear you rap about pussy, right? Mm-hmm. Is anybody's phone song?
That's my phone.
Oh, okay.
My phone.
Thanks.
That what you supposed to rap about?
That's what you're supposed to rap about? Yeah.
Money, pussy, life, pussy. Your story.
But it's got to be a balance, because if you rap 100% about street shit, people are going to think you're weird as fuck. Or, excuse me, if you rap 100% about pussy, you're going to be seen as real weird.
You're going to be on some weird shit. That's what I'm like, bro, damn, that's all you think about pussy.
Right.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Right.
But God, now you can balance it out, putting all this shit in there, though. Like, about money, just bounce around. Lifestyle, story, then. But you really don't like, how you living?
That what going on nowadays, though? All the rappers.
Nah, the female rapping more about pussy than niggas. Many female rapper, these folks, then you want to leave studs taking all the hoes. So
but they don't have as much shit to rap about.
Huh?
They don't have as much shit to rap about. Girls, crazy. They can't rap about spinning the block, right?
Yeah, some girls are like, yes, the hell they is. Like, what they gangster. These whole gangster, for real.
Right.
Man, I'm telling you, but it's y'all doing all that. These studs slowly becoming these niggas and taking everybody hoes.
Right.
Yeah, but I wake up now. I don't see. I've been watching studs every day. These folks taking for
but home. Who is off the market because of a stud?
My mama got a girl.
Okay,
my mama's on my little bag. Yeah, my little bag. Yeah, bitch stud. Mama go with bitch stud.
Do you see when all them studs were dancing and singing for Brittany Griner?
Nah, that's crazy. Now y'all, no folks don't play with that strap on, man. And these folks say, your nigga ain't handling your business, man. I put this strap on. You want me to leave? I watch porn. So right. I don't see like goddamn lesbian porn. These folk going strap on fucking hoe, really fucking the hoe, man.
Right. You watch that?
No, I'm telling you, yes. I don't watch like.
I'm not clicking on the lesbian section.
No, listen, it feels fake. No, listen, twin. They were like a nigga was fucking the hoe, but their hoe joining. I guess his stud probably don't join in, but she got her strap on though. She hitting the hoe while the hoe sucking the nigga.
Wow. I'm not trying to see a strap on in my porno. Yeah,
but listen, though, I ain't gonna. But I,
no,
I
even
like
if it's a chick wearing it, I just don't want
to
see
it. No, I like to see a hoe eat a hoe ass. What are you talking about?
Me
ain't
too.
Watching no porn,
nah, you ain't watching no porn. I'm watching porn.
Man,
I don't get no porn.
What the hell porn do, though?
It's showing me new ways how to get in there.
Man, you know, you can learn new ways.
So I'm doing shit. Why you think my I'm breaking her back, but my back broke. I'm trying to tell you. My back broke while I'm breaking her back, because I'm over here breaking her back, but I'm really fucking my back up. My alignment ain't right. You know what I'm trying to tell you, bro?
Right.
You know what I'm trying to tell you,
no,
bro?
No, sex is bad for your lower back, yeah.
I'm telling you, because I'm really drilling shit.
He nigga quit.
Nah, all that cap. You trying to throw it in? No.
Use your back, man. Yeah, you this shit.
Nah, your shit behind you. Nah, you came to the block one day. Your shit like this.
I knocked my shit out of play.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you drilling shit, bro, so all that slow stroke shit, that thing you cool, he'll get bored with that shit, bro. Like, we ain't doing like, my nigga in it, nigga drilling. Nah, nigga really fucking. He ain't fucking let you swim.
Sometimes I'll be scrolling through Twitter and I'll see some porn and I'll see a dude just fucking the shit out of a girl and I'm like,
"Now listen, no,
he's a pro. I can't do it like that."
I'm saying though, like, Twitter really let you. I be seeing a lot of folk really dead ass fucking on Twitter.
Oh yeah, you don't follow porn stars on Twitter?
No, I'm saying like, they don't delete that shit. Instagram will delete. You will get banned on Instagram.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But Twitter they let it.
I ain't never like, I see hoes, these folk really selling themselves on Twitter. Like, these folks,
I don't think you sell pussy.
That's, bro, that's basically selling.
But
you,
I mean, you can
OnlyFans,
sell OnlyFans, but I don't think you can be like, "Hey, I'll fuck you tonight for $1,000." I don't think you can say that on Twitter.
They doing it.
They doing it. I don't know what you talking about, Adam. You know this for sure.
There's like a secret language on Instagram stories and
it's
shit.
It's somewhere you gotta say it. They don't want straight that tip line.
They put the red heels. I think that's a code. That's like I'm selling pussy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know exactly like how it works.
But they trying you content. They trying you the content, but really. I'm selling my pussy.
If they say that they're down to be booked for content and they're not being specific about who they're because a real porn star say I'm booking content with professionals. They'll qualify the statement.
For sure.
If they just say I'm booking content, it's like, oh, it could be anybody off the street.
Right.
Damn. The game has changed.
That's changed.
We ain't done an interview in like 3-4 years. These chicks got sophisticated on us.
Yeah, nah, these chicks fucking everybody. If you think your hoe ain't fucking, you stupid. Somebody gonna get that girl out by her draw, man.
Oh God.
Right.
I don't get no damn about none of that.
So you trying to fly Glorilla out?
I ain't gonna count. She turned me on. I like hood shit, bro.
That's her vibe.
Twin say he don't know.
She hood, but ain't.
Slime. She turned me on. Cool, like, she nigga cool. Grab that by her neck, like, bring your ass. She like one of them like that rough shit. She like that rough shit.
I see you.
I don't feel like being a DM, but I don't sit my shit, but I don't, you know, I.
Oh, what you sent an unsent with Glorilla?
Nah, me and Keenan fell up in a DM.
Yeah, you drunk. You had to be high as shit.
Nah, Pope went first, and then I double back.
He was over drunk when he did it.
That's what you guys used to be doing, going back and forth, DMing girls?
One ain't about it. One of us going to bring these hoes around, like just bring, like, anyone, like, one of you got there holding him blue chip. Somebody going to bring around. We going to see the hoes. Then when she do come around, she locked in. You going to see her next time. When he done with you going to see her next time somebody, one of your other partners.
Right.
You don't see them with one of the other partners. Like, these hoes gonna come around, but they trying to find a way just to be around. Cause once they come around, they see what's going on with it. Like they YSL shit anyway. Like, this shit, a fan of shit, fun.
Okay, but think about it. If you give Glorilla some bad dick, you think you can get an angry phone call from Yo Gotti?
Me give him no BD.
Yo Gotti might be like, "That ain't cool, man. I'm signing her. You got to treat her right."
Got it.
You giving her that shitty ass perk dick, huh?
You want me to leave? These folks gonna come on, go to No Jumper, go to M22 Pay. All the people I don't ever fuck go to Hit Pay and come in that. God ain't got no bad dick. All
right.
I don't do no BD, man.
You don't? Okay.
Man, shit, GD all the way, man. I ain't GD, but this shit, GD all the way, man. This shit, GD, man.
You're a funny guy, man.
Come on, man.
How's the last couple years of your life been, generally speaking?
It was good, and then this year put. Really did some whole other shit, man. Like, that shit just, man.
Right.
But through all this shit, you just gotta keep going. Like, keep smiling, keep going, though.
Right.
Everybody had their ups and downs, bro. This shit just life. You gotta realize shit just be life sometimes.
So let me ask you this. Leading up to Keed's passing, was there any kind of concern about his health? Or as far as you knew, he was in fine health?
Bro Jay got down. I just said my brother Jay Key. Like, he just do what he want to do. Like, he lit. Shit, he just do it. Like, he can't tell them, like, they're living their life. Like, right. Living their life. My brother ain't got now. I'm like, I don't know. I just can't. Ain't like, he have, like, I just know he always that now. Some shit, he like, how most of the, like, some shit, I can't eat certain food. Like, some shit make my stomach hurt, man. I can't. I'm like, eating all type of food and all that shit. But I don't know. Like, I don't know, bro. He like, my brother live his life, so shit. I don't know.
But all right, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. When I had you and him come through and do interviews three or so years ago at the store, you were fucked up. You were popping a perk first thing in the morning and eating a bag of Doritos. And then meanwhile, he was like sober. Like he was on some real chill shit. Like he seemed like he wasn't even getting fucked up at all. I was like, are you still getting fucked up like you used to?
And I mean, working out, you don't see this shit slimming out, man.
I noticed it, yeah.
Not doing that.
We're going to talk about all that for sure.
I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to get cocky in this motherfucker, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, get me cocky now.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to get like that. But I mean, I ain't did drug like 2 years.
Really? 2 years?
Yeah.
Wow. That must be weird for you, though, because you're so famous for...
Man, yeah, how the hell that weird? That being human.
Right.
I don't know what the hell... Bro, you don't have to be high to be on that rap.
Right.
He don't get high. And he fire here. Like, he walk. But, like, he fire, so you don't got to get high to be, like, be on rap.
Right.
They choose to get high. You choose, folks choose to get high.
Like, well, you're influenced because look at all the goats that are around you in the game.
I was doing what I was doing. Like,
right.
Some folks change. Like, I just got burnt out on it. I wasn't getting high the most. I just stopped that shit.
But let's be real. If you want to be a rapper and you're looking at YSL like they're the best fucking label in the game, and then you see Thug and Gunna and obviously they having fun and everything, your brain, if you're young especially, you start to think like, oh, okay, I guess it's a part of it, right?
No, it's my nigga have life.
Right. Well, now you are. Before you were high off Percocet.
I mean, Lane, you did that on one with me, and
I did not.
I didn't care. Yeah,
I never took a perk with you. I wish I could say that. That'd be funny.
I had it in a bagel. He drunk some.
What the fuck?
Before the interview,
I ain't never sipped somebody else's lean. That's some gay ass shit.
Matter of fact,
I ain't sipping somebody else's cup.
Matter of fact, it was a lower tab in a Faygo.
A lower tab? I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, though back then, I'm trying to tell you, that when I had Jet with me. I'm on Jet.
Oh, he was on some of everything.
Some of everything.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was on some of everything.
Tell the truth, though. I never hit your lean.
I'm just playing. Yeah, you just scared that I'm saying.
I'm not going to lie. I love lean. But if I'm going to drink lean, I need a substantial amount of it. I can't just do a little taste test to the homies lean. I'm not trying to be 0.05% fucked up. I need a big, thick 1.5, you know?
Right.
Maybe a 2 if I'm feeling crazy. Mm-hmm. But I'm a dad now, so I ain't trying to sleep all day.
I'm a dad, too. So yeah? I ain't.
You're a lean sipping dad.
Nah, I'm crazy. Yeah. We do a piss test for no drama. We do a real public piss test. My shit come back clean.
That's a great idea, honestly. We should do that for every interview.
Yeah.
You can't get an interview unless you can pass the piss test.
Man, what?
A lot of niggas won't come.
Hell no.
A lot of niggas won't come.
It's over. Hey, are you looking for beats from hit-making producers? Well, there's a new player in town. Beatopia, Beatopia, is the first subscription service of its kind for rappers and singers. It's basically like Netflix for beats. While other beat platforms charge you anywhere from $20 to $40 for just the MP3 and a limited number of streams, Beatopia offers you 5 downloads for just $15 per month. With that, you get the wave, you get the stems, and you get full rights so that you can get unlimited streams on Spotify, YouTube, and SoundCloud. Producer credits include Kehlani, Gunna, WizKid, Polo G, Ty Dolla $ign, and many more. Also, if you're looking to step up your vocal quality, then you are in luck. Follow the link in our description and enter for your chance of winning an AKG C414 XL2 microphone. And don't forget to take advantage of the 5 beats for $1 offer for all entrants to the competition. Good luck. Head on over to Beatopia. Now back to the content. Thank you very much to Beatopia. So tell me about where were you when Keith passed or when he got rushed to the hospital? You were there.
I took him to the hospital.
Okay. And so what happened? What were you guys doing?
Man, shit. Goddamn. I don't even think about that shit, man. That shit like a real picture. Now you replay a moment back to back.
Yeah.
I'm sure you think about it all the time. But shit. Bro.
So it was a normal night? You were just kicking it?
No, it was the daytime, around this time.
Okay. And you were just chilling at the crib?
I was on goddamn Hollywood Boulevard.
Okay.
Goddamn, I just got a call that he got near need to go to the hospital. His dad got there, wasn't feeling good. I got over there, his dad looking like some whole other shit. And I just tried to goddamn just rush to the hospital fast as I can.
And he didn't pass till he got to the hospital?
Tyson, but they on shit like, I don't know, bro. I don't know. I ain't never been one like me just like a sick situation. I don't know like when he passed. I just know like he was in and out though. He was just in and out.
Right.
Like, so I'm just trying to get that fast. I'm focused on getting that to the hospital as fast as I can.
Uh-huh.
Type shit. So I don't know.
And so when you get to the hospital, how long are you waiting before you find out?
I was out there the whole night. The whole night. But okay, it started when they got there, they were like, shit, he was good. They were gonna got down just right. Pump his stomach. His stomach probably hurting bad. Well, I don't know. But when we just sent out there, we sent out a long hair. Now I'm calling folks come to the hospital. Like, now I'm calling my mama like, man, I don't know what going on. Like, I'm trying to make sure he good. But that shit, I don't know, bro. We just in there. Went in there. We got the call, like, late on that night. Like, just sitting in the parking lot at the hospital. The doctor called and like, just told him, like, he passed. Like, right. He didn't make it.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's got to be the most brutal feeling because I don't know what it's like to have, like, a brother like that, you know?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really close to somebody, that shit really hurt your ass. Like, that's why I be like, that always so close. When we be close, like, I don't even, like, I be telling, like, I be trying to make sure everybody, all of us, like, as that why I like the situation, I've been on some real healthy shit. Like, I ain't like, we gotta keep like our body clean, right? Like, we gotta keep this shit because nigga, I be here for a long time because we gotta keep brother name going,
right?
Damn. So, like, I don't know, like, that shit that took me, like, I don't know, that shit that hit me a whole different way. They call and say that shit, like, I don't need the fact I ain't even just cry right there and there. Like, I'm just like, bro, what the fuck? I just went in a shot, like, man, what the hell,
right? Like, how is this even possible?
All right, my brother stick right on the ground screaming, like, man, like.
Was part of what was going through your head like, how the fuck did we come this far?
Yeah, that was been like, bro, how the hell we get different? Like,
right.
But it like God put me in the car to have his last moments with me. Like, you know how like on some shit like they were like kind of Key like more of a man than me. Like, he'll teach me shit. Like, but they like God showing me to become a man now. You gotta become a man now. Like. Bro can't look at it even no more. Like, I got, he with me, he good. Like, he can't, like, cause bro really, like, look, like, some shit, like, I can't do. Like, I call bro, like, ask somebody, like, he just, like, he more like a father figure to me.
You have to do
it. My real brother, like, we have a dad's, like, but it, like, he more like, me and him did everything together. Everybody knows you, that's my our brother be done. Like, we,
right.
All three of us really, all together, like, close to hell, type shit. So, that shit, like, he was at the boat now, he got to call the man.
Yeah, y'all ain't with true.
Wow.
Like, you're like, when the folk hear this shit, like, bro, what the fuck? Folks think I'm lying, though. I'm like, bro, what the hell I'm lying?
I thought you had lying.
I'm like, I ain't lying.
Call me, I'm
bro.
That's a fucked up lie.
I ain't like, I don't even play like that. They're my real love. Like, they're my brother. Right. Like, I ain't even play. I'm like, yeah, like, the whole night, I ain't even riding the car that where I take him to the hospital. I ain't even riding. I left it at the hospital. I got in the car with Bad Baby. Right. Bad Baby came to the hospital.
Really?
Bad Baby, my best friend. Like, I got in the car with them. Like, I'm like, yeah, like, I'm just in that thing the whole time, like, bro, what the fuck, Key? What the hell is you doing, bro? Like, I just damn, like, the whole on the way to the every minute, like, I had to go upstairs, I went to sleep. I had got down in that motherfucker. I couldn't even cry, like, tell me, I ain't cry till the next day. Like,
right.
I'm sleep. Well, I went to sleep. I ain't even dream, like, I'm thinking, when I woke up, I'm thinking the shit was fake. Now you think something like, yeah. Man, that had to be a dream, bro. Like, that shit, I just woke up sweating, all types of, like, man, that shit had to be a dream. I woke up in the morning, ain't no dream.
Wow.
Mom, do all that, but, like, I don't know, bro. Like, so many folk calling my shit. I ain't know. Like, I just stopped talking for, like, probably, like, a month, 2 months. You got him. I was in the house. They had to get me out of the house.
You just shut down?
Like, they had to give me, like, I really wasn't. Like, I'm just in shock for, like, 2 months. Like, I ain't even couldn't come outside. I wasn't doing that.
Really?
They'll come to me, like, bro, come to the goddamn house, chill with me. And I said, I wasn't even trying to come out of the house.
Because it's like, everybody online wants you to immediately start publicly grieving, right? You didn't feel comfortable with that?
Like, I grieved and like, bro, I ain't even cried for 2 weeks. I cried, like, and when I got back to Atlanta, we chilling out of my auntie house. My mom passed, like, she really, really handled, like, she passed us off. Me seeing her crying, like, that shit just broke me down. Like, man, damn, but what the hell is you doing, bro? But as that, I ain't crying no more till I went to his funeral and see him in that casket. I said, man, oh, hell nah, bro. That shit just don't feel real. Like,
yeah.
That shit just ain't feel real. I said, wow. Damn, bro. I'm like, but my brother in good hands. Like, my brother, like, he watch over all of the goddamn shit.
Right.
We got them. I go business every time I go out of town. Like, I go out of town. I go see him every time, like every day.
Right.
Go chill at his grave site, chill, want to talk to him, like let him know how everything going, all type of shit.
Cause you and him, like, you guys had one of the craziest relationships I've ever seen.
Hey, these niggas be out here, you right be out here having cap brothers. Right. These niggas on river, this is my real brother.
You and him would be mumbling to each other and be able to completely understand each other. And I would be like what the fuck are they talking about?
They don't understand though.
This interview is also kind of like that sometimes.
This on my mama. Like, you really looking at another key right here.
Oh, okay.
This really key.
Really?
Him and Key best friends. This is Key best friend.
What, how long you been friends with him since?
Man, this shit.
Man, from the mud.
Really?
Shit too long, bro.
Wow.
No, they're like, you look at him, you see Key. He at Zach Dawah, me and him so down. Like, this big bro, like, cause him and Key older than me.
Uh-huh.
So like, I'd be with. Why? That's why sometimes I be happy because like he remind me of Key. That's why I always be with him. He remind me so much like him and Key at the exact same.
Really? Wow.
Like exact same, brother. You looking at Key, a whole nother Key right here.
Right.
Them niggas lame. Fuck way. Him and Key together, these folk lame in here, bro. They be got there doing some lame ass shit to me, bro.
Right.
Now, let me tell these folks you did today, too, bro.
And then chill. Now what'd you got chilling. Now you got like old. Don't do no shit like that, bro. You overly trim. Like you overly trim. Don't ever do no shit like that, bro.
Let me ask you this. So you guys had such a strong connection. Do you feel like that carries over into him being gone? Do you still feel connected to him and like you can conversate with him?
What we feeling in the studio? We gonna be at the studio, bro.
Oh, no, his ass right there.
His ass right there. It's on my mama. I'm feeling like the girl I be with. She out here like she really got down because that's the only girl Key like around me.
Uh huh.
He don't like no other girl around me. Like he really cut these folks out. But it's the only girl he ain't ever cussed out because he really fucked with her. So when she picked me up from the airport and I went to the studio, she sitting there because she just used to the Key being in there.
Right.
She said, I can feel Key present in there. I said, you want me to feel that motherfucker too? He can feel his presence in the studio.
Wow.
He just used to being sitting in one spot recording all day and they go sit right there playing Jonah and he go right back to the same spot. And you just feel his presence in the studio.
Wow. That's crazy. So at this point though, how do you keep his name alive?
My mama told me, like, she told me day before yesterday, she like, I know you want your, like, but you got something you gotta do, perform your own songs too. I said, you want me to leave all this shit for him now? Like, cause I know, like, he believed in me so much. I was like, I won't keep him now. Cause you know how folk really, like, you know, some rapper, these folk popping down, these folk really push their shit for like a little bit and then they'll really forget about it. You don't hear no more about these folk.
Mm.
And it's not me. They're my real twin. So, but whenever I'm gonna have a boy name going. So far, everything I do with Pope, everything I do.
I was listening to French Montana this morning and heard him shout out Chinks Drugs, who was his rapper that died probably like 10 years ago, like his best friend. Yeah. And I was just thinking, I'm like, there's so many rappers who, if their homie died 10 years later, they're not thinking about him at all.
Ain't thinking about him. But this ain't even a homie. This is real to our family. Man, I'm telling you his name. Every show I do, I'm telling you I'm starting my shit on with Buddy. Everything I do, and in the end of them, I'm screening this shit for life.
You feel like all his songs almost like become your songs, where it's like it's your duty to perform
them.
It's
my duty.
Yeah,
he left like it's my duty because he like he take care of the family. Like this shit got them. It's my duty. Like that I told you, like that why I just told you, like that shit. God put me in that car to got them, show me responsibility and make me a man. That I had to become a man.
Right.
All that little boy man. Like, well, you got to become a man today.
How do you start coming back into real life and becoming more of an actual person after going through the months of depression?
I got down go through therapy. I got down like to get my mind. I got bad anxiety, so I got therapy. So that shit, it was fucking with me at first. Now I just really like now I know he hit the like, better everything for me. So I got down. I've been got down getting outside more. I just got like he got me back in L.A.
Right.
I ain't been here since the day Key died. I ain't been here.
Okay.
I left L.A. got down May 14th.
You think it's a better place for you mentally?
Yeah, like I feel like me sitting in my house in Atlanta, I'd be more thinking about him more because I got pictures of him now in my house, everyone. So
right.
I just think about him. Like, man, what the hell are you doing, bro?
Right.
I'm just used to him calling her. Like I'm used to him calling all of it. Like he either at a strip club or he at the studio.
Right.
Dead drunk. Lit. One of my buddy, he moved by. He moving by himself. He ain't tripping.
No, he ain't. He ain't tripping.
He ain't, man.
I got a video of that nigga in my phone, bro.
At the strip club?
Nah, man. I'm in Atlanta. He trying to get me to come out here because I never like to come to L.A.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We used to stay till like, you know, come on. He ain't going.
That nigga telling me, like, he talked to him on the phone. He got somebody doing his hair. I think they were braiding his hair, some shit, like getting him some scalp braids. I'm like, man, what the hell you got going on?
Fucking play that bitch ass.
Like, Key, what the fuck you got?
What's a scalp braid?
Now he getting wicks.
Like that shit he got in here.
Wicks like the Island Boys?
He wasn't getting no damn scalp. Stop fucking lying, bitch ass nigga.
With the wicks or like the big pointy sticks coming?
Nah, his shit like, like pouring your hair.
Yeah. She pointing wicks.
Like he braids.
Like, he cut all his hair before he died. He cut all his hair, his dread. He didn't have his dread. When he got wicks, he got the girl made wicks and put them in his head.
Right.
Cause his shit was thin and his hair was thin, and so he kept getting done all the time. His shit kept thin and burning, so he just cut him all out, and then she put the wicks in his head.
I'm way in over my head in this conversation.
Bro, you gotta look at
the
this
hair
nigga,
conversation.
This
I have no business.
Bro, this nigga is
shit. Hey, please stop vaping, everybody. Too. I used to get on his ass about that shit. I don't like that vape shit. That shit really fuck you up. That shit, then I'm gonna fuck me up. Yeah. I don't like that vape shit.
Are people who think that vaping is like way better than smoking cigarettes? It's not that much.
You better smoke you a cigarette, bro.
Man, you gotta look at this nigga, man. Man, this nigga crazy, bro. Hold on, let me show you, bro.
I'll poke fun in the head, man.
Look, bro. You see what I'm saying? The split.
Yeah, he's getting his hair done.
I'm in Atlanta. Uh-huh. He trying to get me to come out there, but she I don't know what the hell he got going on, man. He's acting like part scalp braids.
Yeah, he don't cut his shit out. Everybody don't cut his shit out.
I made the fuck out of that nigga though, bro. Every time I just.
Nah, why not? It really not. I know that night that shit hit your ass. You called me in the middle of the night, twin.
Yeah.
He was in the car. I know that when it hit you like him just being gone, it got done hit you every now and then. Like,
right.
Man, what the hell? Bro, that man really gone though.
Yeah. Damn. How do you feel like you're dealing with it though? Now, where would you describe where you're at emotionally? Are you angry? Are you just sad? Do you feel like you're past it in a lot of ways?
I was mad at first.
Yeah.
Then I was sad. Now I'm just goddamn. All right, now he watching. He with me. I know he with me, so I'm like, I'm good. I know he just, but I just can't see him physically.
Right.
But I know still he with mad me. At that nigga.
Nah, nigga mad. Mm-hmm. Nigga mad at this nigga that though. He know he mad at him.
Yeah,
like. Hey, I can see his smirk on his face right now. He's like, man.
When you say you're mad at him, do you feel like he should have been taking better care of himself?
Yeah, like I get his fake word. Like, God, you think you my dad? He stayed to him. But you think you my dad, bro?
Right.
I said, nah, I just love you, twin. Just like goddamn, like, bro, you got them like. He used to drink more water than me. I used to be the one drinking a lot of sodas and all the shit. But right. I started seeing him drink water. Like, he ain't drink water no more. Like, bro, ready to, like, lit. Like, all his whole morning to nighttime lit. But he can be getting lit off, but he really records song.
Right.
He record more than me. Like, he really records song. Like, he really work. He work his ass off now.
Right.
Like, he'll work his ass off. He'll do any show. He'll do, like, whatever he got to do, he'll go handle his business.
Right.
But he just like getting lit.
He kept you more on the grind?
Yeah, he the one that kept telling me, before he died, kept telling me I didn't get outside network. But I still want, I'm like, man, I really don't like being around, because I just didn't like, I don't like being around nigga, bro, because these niggas really just be faking. I really don't like just being around, like, around number family, because I just know how some rappers, these niggas just be fake. I ain't doing it.
And what was the official cause of death?
Like, I don't know. We don't know.
Okay.
Don't know.
Right.
To this day, still don't know.
That's him on the chain?
Yeah. Did his thing.
How long? Oh, it was his. Okay, right. I knew I recognized it. Damn. All right. So you feel like, are you going to be wearing that forever, or what's the mentality on it?
I'm getting to his daughter. You want me to leave that? When she get big enough, like, what you, well, she already got most of, like, his jewelry. Like, she got his long Mexico chain, like, that she can fit.
Right.
I'm getting her this, like, because it's going to be hers. Like, it's hers.
How old's his daughter?
Nature, 3.
Fuck, that's terrible, man.
Nah, he don't play about that one. I mean, one day I'm messing with his dad. They're probably early this year. He wasn't even one day. It was early this year. I'm messing with his dad. He in a dead drunk sleep, and we in Metro Booming, but he got Nature. Like, he just got done recording. He in a sleep. He had the mic. Nah, he be fine. He had the mic sleep. But Nature, I'm ready to go home. And Nature got down ready to go. Now, no, Nature then asleep. I'm the one that ready to go home. But Poe ain't trying to leave the studio. He in his mother. I tell that I tell goddamn Pee Wee, I say, go crank the car, take Nature, put on the car. I go in, I said, but something wrong with Nature, but I don't know what the hell going on. But a man, bro, he in a deep sleep though. He in a dead eye in a deep sleep. But wait, right out of his sleep, drunk and all. Like, he's down, get up, grab that gun and everything. Well, what wrong with my baby? I said, I was just playing, bro, let go. He said, stop playing, got you tripping, bro. I ain't playing my Nature, bro. I'm letting you know now, I ain't playing my Nature, bro.
Wow.
The one that he ain't playing with his daughter, you wouldn't believe he with his daughter right now.
Damn.
He with her for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, but so do you feel like now is like time for you to fucking really go crazy with the music and everything? Is that the plan right now?
I've been shooting video. I've been doing all type of. I'm just in the drop now. I've been shooting video. Okay. We've been working. We got all of them been working.
Right. Because I thought of it like soon after he passed, but then I finally was like, you know what? I feel like maybe it'd actually be down to talk about it. So I finally shot the DM.
Yeah, and I had to wait. Like, I really want to talk to nobody. Like,
right.
I wouldn't even know, like, I don't know, nigga, man. Why the hell you acting like, folks knew I just had to, like, be to myself. Like, man, I had to be myself. Like, bro, I can't. I got to process this shit first. Like, I got to really process this shit. I wouldn't even talk to my own brothers. Like, my key other brothers. Like, I wasn't trying to talk. No, I ain't want nobody around me.
Right.
I wasn't going around my mama. Like, I just, because my mama knew it was fucking with me. Like, stuff she telling them, like, start asking him about it. Like, cause he was really there. Like, stuff she kept telling everybody, like, I start asking him about it. Cause I didn't want to talk about that shit.
And, okay, and so it's extra fucked up because soon after he passes, with the YSL Rico comes down, right?
Right. No, that was before.
Oh, like, it was before.
They were really eating him up, like.
Oh wow.
Right from got them slime getting locked up, gunning everybody getting locked up.
Right.
Then got them our other brothers Big and Matt Main died. Then slime baby mom died. His exact word keeps in that. And how like probably a couple days before he got sick, he like, bro, I just feel so bad for slime, man. He just everything going like he just all he kept saying, bro, I just feel so bad. He didn't want to cry like, man, I just feel so bad for slime. Man, they have you now slime over like, man. Like, I know just like, bro, you just saying you feel bad, they ain't helping you. Like, it just weighing more down on him. Like, I just, but in like slime a man though. Like, but he's like, you'll just feel so bad. Like, he don't lost a lot of folk and he lagged a couple months.
Yeah.
And still smiling through it all. Because nigga, man, you feel me?
And he was always
you
like,
growing out here.
He was always larger than life to you guys. And you never saw him take an L. You know, his whole career was just up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. So how much have you been able to speak to him?
I don't talk to him a couple times, like, but he talked me down, like, talk to him every day.
Yeah, I talk to his ass every day.
Really? How's his spirits?
He good. His ass happy, bro. He
proud. He happy. Like, he good. He when you do talk to him, you'll think he on the street. So you think you go pull up on him when you talk to him.
How you say happy through that? And we're talking about thug right now,
you can't break
now,
no
right?
real God, child. You can't break no, like, you can't break God, child. But you can't, like, really, in my eyes, I don't really think, like, you don't, nobody have the authority to judge somebody. Like, you can't judge nobody's sin, but God. God can only one that can judge. Like, just because you got a suit and you folks put a stick on and say you can judge, you really can't. No, everybody have, like, we all, this ain't even our earth.
Right.
But you think you can judge somebody and put them in jail, all they like, you human just like me, bro. So how the hell you gonna judge somebody?
No, I mean, I feel you, but.
You don't did behind, like, ain't no telling what the hell you don't did in your life, like.
But, I mean, just being in that box and having them talk about 40 years and shit, I mean, like, that's gonna be hard.
You can't judge nobody, bro. You know you don't did shit in your life. Though.
Shit like that break the week.
Yeah, break the week. When you know you ain't weak, bro, you know you're really like a lion in the jungle, like, bro, that shit can't break you, bro, when you lying hearted, bro.
Well, I mean, apparently some of these eggs are already breaking. You heard about that?
Who?
I'm watching the same YouTube videos you are. Talking about people snitching, all this shit.
I don't even watch shit like that.
You don't watch that shit? You don't want to know about people that you used to be around who are snitching now?
Wimbley, I don't know. Like, ain't nobody snitching. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, I don't know nothing about none of that.
Really?
What's this tell on?
You got a YouTube video to make then, because they got all kinds of shit on these videos.
I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, and it ain't like people nobody ever heard of. It's like people who got interviews on the internet and shit.
You gotta be a nosy motherfucker just sitting and listen to these
people.
Now listen, I'm doing some real shit. You gotta be a nosy motherfucker just really sitting and listen to some folk that ain't never been around you for a day in their life. They come up with their own scenarios. Like, I don't know. Like, bruh, I don't know. I didn't know we be lit if fuck. That's all I know. Like, nigga be dead ass around some hoe.
Right.
Nigga pushing. Like, you think Buddy just made the album? I just know this shit. Nigga really pushing. Like, nigga around some hoe. Nigga be really knowing. Nigga be knowing what the, like, and like, folks just be wanna know what's going on. Like, inside, like, outside, just be wanna know what's going on. You can't really know. Like, you ain't around.
But you understand how the fans desperately want to know.
They,
right?
They so desperate, they'll make their own scenarios and really believe this shit.
They do.
That's why I keep my mama off that shit. Like, I said, Mom, stop watching that dumb ass shit. Come, you ain't seen what it. I said, Mom, that shit fake it here.
Nah, yeah, I think last night, bro, in the studio, one of the homies called me like, "Hey, bro, how you feel about goddamn bro them?" I'm like, "What the hell you talking about?"
Bro,
like,
them good.
Shit they saying, I'm like, bro, I don't even feed into shit like that. Bro.
They want you to feed into shit like that.
I don't even got time to be on the internet even trying to look up.
I don't feed. Ain't nothing to feed into when this shit lit for life. What the hell you like? What the hell ain't nothing to feed into? You can't.
If I found out that he ate one of my granola bars, I would want to know. I'm pissed.
Hey, what?
That's nothing in comparison. You got Perk? Pop Perk's it?
Come on, man.
I don't know, man. I mean, prayers up to the whole squad and everything.
Many folk, good.
Yeah.
God got him.
Okay. Well,
when
good.
God got you, you can't judge that fall back. D4 can't judge nobody just because he got a suit and a name. Like, right. You can't judge nobody, bro. You give him some number that you won't do. What the hell are you talking about? How you gonna get some number you ain't gonna do?
Right.
You gonna break that. Like, it's a real nigga that took their number and ain't cried shit until then.
But this,
you can't. Let's see if you get in, on the opposite side, you get in the same right and D4 give you number. What you gonna do? You gonna damn want
the
kids.
Nah, they give you the number. They throw their number at you.
That they ain't gonna do. Break.
Right.
That's why they give you the big numbers.
They just see what you gonna, like, man, like, bro.
Do you see people who all of a sudden feel comfortable talking shit about various YSL members that would not have said these things, but all of a sudden they feel comfortable laughing at them and having certain opinions?
Man,
I've seen a little bit of it.
You got every right to laugh. You got every right to laugh, do whatever you want to do.
I don't even see niggas
laughing. And then we ain't, nigga ain't stun y'all, bro. Nigga ain't.
I don't even see niggas laughing at them, bro.
Right.
Mm.
Right.
He's focused on a more friendly part of the internet.
So you won't believe it. I be focused on trying to drop this damn music. Go right. Crazy for this shit. I'm trying to focus on getting this shit big.
Definitely.
I don't be saying this shit, bro, for real.
Right. Well,
and
that's good.
I'm in this shit, but I don't see this shit.
Yeah, I don't be seeing this shit, bro.
No, that's good.
Trying to block all of the way.
And hey, I mean, it's kind of weird to even say, but very thankful that that nobody present got caught up in this whole situation, right? Right. I'm sure that you guys never involved yourself in anything, and that they didn't either, because they're obviously completely guilty, innocent. But
I don't know, bro.
Right.
No.
Like, nigga, we right here working. We trying to drop the air. I'm getting, it's a lot of shit to get done, bro.
Right. Definitely.
Ain't going to be obstacles in the way, but you got to jump them on. Man, come on.
You rather see a monkey with a chain.
Right.
And you see a pee with anything.
Yeah, right. Man, they rather see a monkey with a chain with a pee than a pee with anything. They're trying to tell you.
Mm.
Damn. You cool?
So you were mad at me a couple years ago?
Nah, yeah, you trim on that.
I don't even remember who posted it.
I don't speak on it. I ain't speaking on that. I ain't nigga just get on there and get talking about it. I ain't doing all that.
We can't air it out?
I ain't doing no bar shit like that.
Somebody on the social media team posted about you gaining some weight.
Yeah, for sure.
And you weren't feeling the post. You hit me up like, what the fuck? And I didn't really know what to say. How'd you feel when you saw that go up? Did it make you feel self-conscious?
First of all, these fuck nigga, whoever took the screenshot, you a bitch. You already on some real fuck nigga shit. You get me in a certain angle, then think I'm just at that.
Mm.
Bro, you know I ain't that damn bitch. I'm big, but I ain't that big. Like,
right. How much weight did you gain, you think?
I'm talking about 225.
You probably gained it. It looked like it might have been a nice little 100 at one point. You think you packed on 100?
I'm got down 205 now.
Well, you 200. Definitely weren't 105 before.
Nah, for sure.
Okay, so maybe it wasn't a full 100. But did you have to, like, at a certain point, decide to start exercising and going out your way?
Yeah, I was like, man, I got to get this shit off me, man.
Right.
They want buddy growing titty, man. What the hell going on, man? Man, I got to get this shit off of me, man. I ain't hey, man.
Right.
I'm trying to go shirt off. I can't even go. I had to go tattoo to cover some of this shit up. Like, what the I had to go tattoo just to cover some of this shit up. Hey, man, no such ski.
Right.
Cause I want to be the same nigga. Why these niggas going no shirt? I'm trying to take them over out too.
Right.
I ain't trying to have them over flesh, man.
You don't want to be like Duke Deuce out there with no shirt on, just letting it
let
rock?
Let Buddy do him. This slack got it. Man, hey, man, I'm trying to get down. Make sure this shit
but
be what it is.
There's certain rappers that are like 400 pounds and they.
Yo, this shit ain't. That,
right.
Man,
no, they ain't, no. I'm not saying you are, but I'm saying some rappers are like shirt off on stage, 400 pounds. They don't give a fuck. That's some real rapper shit.
Sunday they don't get them for they big.
Rappers are the only people that will be like 400 pounds and be on stage with a shirt off.
Right.
A normal 400-pound person is never going to do that.
I'm trying to get that shit up on me, man.
Right. Why, you feel like Glorilla won't fuck with you if you got the
man,
fat?
Yeah, man, but I'm pee whenever you do.
I ain't trying to get that shit off on everybody keep telling that, boy, you ain't getting big.
Nah. Yeah, you back then.
I think the No Jumper post motivated you to get in shape.
Nah, like.
Congrats to the staff. You did it.
Yeah.
I mean, you are. You're looking a lot better now, although I might have been misled by the original photo.
I'm telling you, they fucking got a sun screenshot of me. It high with power.
Nah, yeah,
I'm like, this is the shit, man. If I don't cop that mobile, like, but I don't cop that money shot.
Right.
I'm fucking, I go up, man, I go, man, he fought on my shit. Heavy,
you,
like,
you
don't
believe
we
was at the bowling alley that night? We was at the bowling alley.
Oh, you guys are always at the bowling alley.
Like, hey, man, this shit ain't,
Yeah.
Hey, man, this shit ain't that. You trim.
Right.
Ain't that.
You trim. That's a hard bar. Okay, but so what kind of stuff you start doing? You start eating salads instead of fucking pasta, or what you do?
I went water diet first. Okay. Drinking hella water every day. I went good water idea. Diet. Now I start a little bag. I don't start fishing a little food. Tell my I supposed to eat this skinless chicken, all the type of shit, boneless chicken, all the type of shit.
Right.
I got the little apple phone mom called Muscle Builder. Man, you know,
that's the worst part, is that it's like, oh, you like fried chicken? Sorry, if you want to lose weight, you got to eat baked chicken. You got to eat grilled chicken. Right. It's just like fried chicken. It just tastes worse.
Right.
But, you know, really, it's not that bad. Once you get into the groove,
right,
it's not as bad. Or like the pasta. Like, you need some fucking vegetables instead of pasta.
Yeah, like real pasta. I eat vegetables, though.
Get in the mic a little bit more. Sorry.
I eat fruit too. I eat vegetables and I eat fruit.
Oh yeah, fruit's good.
Yeah, whoever they turn your ass to now, man, you go to madhouse. You got goddamn. What the shit you made me drink, bro?
Oh, they got down. Detox.
Back on the madhouse, you trying? Hey man, we need drink detox. What the hell, man, I'm skinny as a motherfucker. We don't need no goddamn.
You drunk something, motherfucker? Though
I drank it though for sure.
For sure.
It must be weird to be a person walking around not feeling like you should lose weight, because I felt like I need to lose weight like my whole life.
I felt like I need to start eating like that, bro. I had got no.
It actually is kind of crazy because you were small as fuck when I met you.
I'm drunk. That shit on me now. I'm on a drug, and then that shit on me. Now I just got to build that motherfucker, man.
But wait. Did you get off drugs and gain weight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because that makes sense. The drugs make
you
not eat and everything
else. Stuck on you. Yeah. Now I'm trying to get them work this shit out.
Right.
Yeah, makes you sense. Got the cap ad workout app on that
I'm
phone.
I'm telling them motherfucker, trying to get that motherfucker. And don't get massages. I don't get massages too. She come through. Man,
oh, massages are crucial. Yeah.
Show them on your exercise you do, man. The shit when I called you, got your leg off.
What? Man, you got down. Man, got straight. Man,
well, she had you twisted up in a weird position.
Man, I'm on the motherfucker. I'm doing side twist.
Right.
I'm going young back. Man, I go young back.
I don't do that no more, bro.
I'm on the motherfucker. Yeah.
Oh, some dips. Man. Dips are good. Yeah, you got to work on them triceps.
Yeah, shit, bang.
Yeah. Wow. That's the first time anyone ever did dips during an interview. That's why we don't have a desk anymore, so that we could do dips.
And you can't
be I can't throw because my legs wouldn't be able to go through this.
Hungry and muffled man.
You mentioned Bad Baby. Like, I didn't know you guys were still friends because you allegedly dated her a couple years ago, right?
Fuck, I did not date her.
You did not date her.
Doing that lame ass shit. That shit is crazy.
It was in the media. Specifically, about, No Jumper, I'm pretty sure.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all start doing that media shit, bro.
So it's always just been friendship?
Yeah, you know, some friendship, like some little sushi, but yeah.
Cracking a Cheez-It bag. Look at this guy. With a grill in, you can just chew the Cheez-Its, huh? I've seen you've been flipping the grill in and out the whole time. You ever end up with some Cheez-It crumbs inside your grill?
My even believe I only eat coochie, bro.
Oh, really?
Don't eat coochie.
Okay. So speaking of Bad Baby, you guys are still cool? What is the friendship like?
She don't punch me right now. Hey, I got she can get me shit for my birthday. I'm putting shit on her. I was like, real no. You don't punch me.
Right.
Hey, and my best friend, they don't punch me right now. So no hoe come to my door with the goddamn gear. Y'all don't punch me, man.
Right. Damn.
Yeah, I'm on my app shit. Remember get that baby pound. I'm telling you, smack shit up.
You ever cop the Bad Baby's OnlyFans?
I ain't got a copy. I'm saying, man, go ahead and see what he folk paying all the damn money about, man.
You copped it just to check it out?
No, she showed me.
Oh, okay.
She ain't in that busting damn bikini. These niggas horny. Whoever these niggas, they horny.
Because it's just like bikini photos, right? They said she made $50 million in like a year.
Overly did. No cap in her game. I ain't gonna lie.
That's fucked up. That's $50 million off bikini pictures.
So I was at the movie. She ordered like cardio brace. These motherfuckers, it's three. She ordered three braces. These motherfuckers came out like $35,000. She put her car information in. Motherfucker went through. I'm gonna try to screenshot my eye, man. I'm trying to, man. I'm a young player trying to go Amiria.
What the fuck? Damn. This is like, crazy. Is it kind of intimidating hanging out with somebody knowing they got that much money though? Or is it just normal to you at this
bad
point?
Bad Baby, y'all wouldn't believe Bad Baby done been in the hood and land on me before. Like, these folks, she done been through a lot. She done seen a lot.
Right.
Like, so, like, it ain't, she just like a little sister. Like, she just like a little cousin. Like, she just love just to hang. Like, she just like, she cool as hell. She just get a fucking noise. She talk too much shit. I'll tell her to stop doing that, bro.
You give her advice about what guys she should be dealing with?
She don't listen to no damn but I ain't no reason giving her no advice. She don't listen to nobody.
Makes sense. Okay. What was going on? I saw Trippy dissed you at one point because you were hollering at Coi Leray.
Oh, man, that shit old here, bro.
Yeah, I know, but it's spicy. Let's talk about it. What's going on with Coi?
I fuck with Coi. I fuck Trippy too.
Okay. So it didn't turn into anything?
Hell nah, man. That shit bigger than that, bro.
Right.
It don't be, that shit gonna be about now. Like, nigga been on some, that was some drug shit, bro. Like, nigga on some hot shit arguing. I don't even like arguing for, bro.
You think Trippy was on drugs?
I don't know what I'm saying. I was on some, like, nigga had, like, I don't even like arguing, nigga, bro. I don't even do that. Bro.
Okay.
I get tired. That shit get, that was some, like, nigga argue about any, man, when nigga sit back and really talk like this shit about a girl.
Right.
Like that cool as fuck. She ain't Coi cool as hell. What the hell you doing out of
here? You've hung out with her?
Huh?
You hung out with her?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay.
Like, I don't know, like, shit, but I had end of the day, nigga, got them key, put me down, like, but at the same time, too, twin, you right, but at the same time, trip out, boy, too, you ain't supposed to do no shit, like,
gang.
But I'm like, shit, bro, ain't even like,
been
no
breaking
shit,
up
like,
for
ain't,
a
ain't
while,
nothing to do,
right?
Like, me and Coi really did something, like, Coi don't put up on me phone, like, before, like, I ain't even, like, knew who, like, who she was, she don't put up on me phone, like, her friend, and we don't got them did songs in, like, studio in Atlanta, right. Like,
okay, I'm gonna be real. They've been broken up like at least 3 years. He's had multiple serious girlfriends since then.
Nah, come on, come on. Nobody gonna have him.
What, the girl's supposed to be locked down to every other rapper for the rest of her life?
I am right now, and nobody should be locking on nothing. We too young to be locking.
For shit.
Right.
You get about 30, you know, then when you lock, when you get about 30, now it's time to lock now. You about that everybody should, that shit old. You
I'm gotta almost go 40.
You locked. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, but you can't lock yourself down. Young head, that why I'm stay to the line. I can't lock.
Right.
You know? I ain't number 23. I can't lock. Man, these are years we go crazy.
Yeah. No, I would advise most young people, like, try to avoid being in a relationship.
How you gonna do it? You see what it do? It kill you.
So what's the age you think you should be in a relationship? Get serious.
I think you should try to date as much as possible in your teens and your 20s. And then, like, late 20s or, you know, early 30s. But obviously, like, I know how it works. If you meet somebody and you really like them, you're just going to end up in a fucking relationship with them realistically. But I do think, listen, you can't get married if you've only slept with, like, a couple girls. You need to have hung out with a lot of fucking girls, slept with a lot of girls, just to know yourself, to know what you're into. You
gonna
know?
Find your love, bro. You're going to hit you one day. You're going to find your ass. I'm telling you what's going on.
Right. Find your love.
Finding you. You're trying to make it that. Because right. You see these folks getting on all that time. Ball each other up, do all that shit, man. Hey, man. Y'all trying to pour their love shit, bro. That shit ain't it.
Right.
That shit just happened. You gonna know. I feel like I like hood hoes, because they gonna really be with you, but.
So do you love every hood hoe you talk to?
Yes.
I fuck with them, like, they cool to fucking hang around. I hang with a hood hoe.
Right. But a girl that
I
just.
I love a hood hoe. Like, I tell her I love because, like, they cool that they gonna really can tell your ass really about yourself. You need a hoe that gonna tell you about yourself. You don't need a hoe that got them. Because most hoes, they really that about money. Anyway, so you don't even know if it really, you can't really just have no real conversation with hoes nowadays, like, because you don't know if they really about money.
Do you
they really
feel
listen
like,
to you, or they just
you
really
feel like when you meet a girl money. That she's mostly concerned about your money and what you can
sure.
do for her?
Damn. So I don't have a whole, I don't see the whole, nigga, goddamn, I'm with Gunner, nigga, hit condo, nigga, it was on, goddamn, a day before Valentine. We finna go shopping or some shit. He got a big ass closet. I'm in that mother with him. Goddamn, he got them telling about, like, he was telling about that little vibe he had, goddamn. They whole time about shit, the football player trying to take me to an island shit for Valentine's Day, but I really want to be with you. What you gonna do for me?
Oh my God.
Gonna say, man, go with the football player.
Yeah, right.
This shit ain't
get
real.
The fuck out.
Go with the football player. On my mama, they about to say, man, go with the football player. You tripping. Go get your trip. Like it ain't about me got there doing like nigga do all it, but this shit ain't real. Like I ain't even doing Valentine's Day, it ain't real, bro. It's not real, bro. Like the love ain't real. So what the fuck like hoes are really just act like they boot up on Valentine's Day for gifts, bro.
Wow.
The day after that, he put on the whole another nigga face, man.
Oh, God.
The whole told this, man. I see the message. I'm right there. He just, man, twin in the closet. Like, he tell him, like, look at this hoe, man. I'm looking at shit. He got the shit. The whole say, shit. I forgot what it was either a basketball player or a football player. Said, man, they whoop trying to take me, got down the island, got down back for Valentine. Give me what you, I really want to be with you. What you going to do for me?
It's like an auction.
He said, man, go with the book. He said, go with the football player,
it's
bro.
An auction. They're going for the highest bidder. They're trying to right. figure out who's going to pay them the most for the time. It's like being an artist, really. Like, are you going to get booked for this festival or this festival? Whoever's paying the most, that's what you're doing that weekend, right?
Send that to me. I'm going to send that go get a job. I'm going to pull that ass up right until I got them with the application.
Right.
Maybe we need to get some money. Like,
I'm so scared of being single.
I be really like, I really just want to sit in a room with every rapper, bro, and just get on the mic like, y'all nigga burnt out. Y'all nigga had doing for all these hoes. Y'all the reason why these hoes think this shit put a beat. Y'all didn't need to stop that, bro. Okay, at the end of the day, but they ain't, y'all out here working for this shit. These hoes ain't working for shit. And these, man, bro, I ain't doing for all that. They ain't worth doing for, bro.
Like, so you blame all the rappers and the ballers for buying shit for the girls for no reason and making the standard too high?
Now, it's on key. I sit in a room with a big ass mic and tell all they burnt out and they got them. Y'all spending y'all hard earned money on these. Y'all could be doing it for like, this shouldn't go to your family.
Right.
This should get saved up for your children. Like, these folks be rich. I think, not on no race shit, but I think most of like these Jewish for like, these folks children be rich. They children be rich. These folks say they ain't doing for these hoes, man.
No.
Because everybody in their family getting some money. They wife and everything. Like, but this shit gotta be by birth. You can't just be spoiling these hoes. These hoes can't do
nothing.
These
hoes
only get right you a flight.
But
soon you ask a whole dude, but you be rich as soon as you ask a whole, hey, you just trying to test, like, hey, do this. But what the hell you ask me that? But you ask me for shit all day.
But right. Some of these rappers, that's like an actual like hobby to them. It's like they enjoy cool. Getting a girl in an apartment, getting a nice played. Shit, you know?
No, that shit cool.
They enjoy to get played. They might as well get chained up to a bed and all that shit.
No, but that's some real baller shit. If you could be supporting different women
shit,
all over the country. Shit. That's what Shaq be doing.
Putting shit up for your children, bro.
I heard that's what Shaq does.
Shaq doing that, bro.
Well, he might not now, but I heard that he would like have girls living in apartments all over the country for him to fuck with when he's in town to ball. He got his girl right there.
I don't say like a girl don't deserve that. Girls over deserve shit, but you gotta do that shit. Like you gotta be really fucking with a nigga, bro. Like you gotta really show your true loyalty, bro. Like before a nigga really buy the $100,000 shit, like. Like that shit costs, so right. That shit be fake. That shit gonna got no nigga really be heartbroken. That way they take that shit back, cause that nigga be heartbroken. Like now this shit, I'm tell you what going
and whenever
on.
Whenever y'all find the app, the women that just loyal,
right?
Tell them to slide my way.
That's what I'm saying.
I need to invest in the app. If you loyal, don't lie on them, cause we really do the best, man. But you gotta be real loyal.
I don't think there's any loyal women out here. Though.
I don't know if there's any loyal rappers out here.
It is.
You guys included? Or?
You want to believe nigga get put in position has to do that because ain't no real hoe. Lawyer hoe, bro.
Right.
Nigga gonna get put in position to do that because, get what? Ain't shit lawyer.
Right. No, I feel you. All right, so what's the name of the game right now? Like, what do the people got to look out for? What do you guys both got coming?
Oh, I'm dropping goddamn September, man.
Okay.
What the hell I'm calling it? I forgot what I'm calling it, bro. But I'm dropping September, though.
I'm going to call it be No Jumper, man.
No Jumper?
I'll get behind it.
I'm going to drop the goddamn singles and shit. Then I'm going to drop Key Talk Touring album. Then I'm going to go goddamn Me and Key album. Then me and Bro, we really been working on shit, man. Man, Bro have some shit.
That shit be like not crazy, too.
Yeah, like we have some shit, so we got now. We've been going crazy on these niggas.
You have like mad unreleased Key records like that you've done together?
Yeah, really. Man, we got some more, but we got hard drives.
But what's gonna happen to like his? Like, is he gonna have like an official posthumous record, like the way that a lot of big artists have had over the last few years?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. But we got some more music. This shit gonna come out.
Right. Yeah. Crazy. All right. I appreciate you sharing your story and your incredible personality with me.
You know, anytime, you know, you my brother, for sure.
I appreciate you, dog.
You know, we gonna, I tell you, I'm trying to test your phone. You know how I test your phone, like, bro, you lame here for that, bro.
What? Oh,
So I want to test your phone. You doing some lame with my name, and you think I want to test your phone? You know how I test your phone, right?
You just about the fat picture?
No, I'm just saying, but Pierre, you know how I test you, like, bro, damn, that shit lame here, bro.
Right. No, I remember you. Did we take it down? I can't remember.
I don't know about I got it, bro.
Right.
Got it. I don't hold it ton. I'm going to let y'all niggas know.
I still maintain that we may have done you a favor. I think it was a wake-up call.
Nah. I ain't let you niggas know. Take it down? Yeah, nah, he lame-ass. This man lame, bro. He be doing that lame-ass shit, and he play too much. He like you, twin, but you know when to chill. He don't know when to chill, twin.
That's the news. That's the man, news, like, man. Like,
I'm out, twin.
I mean, it was newsworthy. We were all talking about it. Like, damn, it's what happened? Though. He got some titties now. Nah, but you look good now. No offense.
Yeah, man.
Flexing on him. Glorilla, tap in.
Hey, Louis, you gotta knock y'all about a dub, Mo.
My dub, Mo. Go tight on that nigga ass, smack these nigga here, order this shit up.
Man. Of course.
Yeah.
Gotta go get your hair.
Nah, man. I got them. One or two times to go serve, like, why no other man? I said, I ain't going to serve.
Man, you go that gay ass shit.
So I want natural. Push up.
Oh, no
you
BBL.
Yes, 10 push up real quick, Joy.
Yeah, nah.
I don't know if we'll get the right angle. Yeah, all right. I appreciate y'all for real. Much love. Check. We'll link them down below in the description. Check both these guys out on streaming services, YouTube, TikTok. Wait, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram, etc. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah, be slime, man.
NoJumper.com. Let's go.